Hello again. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. A good show planned for today. As we adjust to the loss of that precious hour of sleep this weekend, we'll talk about the debate happening right now over time itself. We've got the most realistic prediction I've heard to date about when the outdoor concert festival scene will return. Plus, of course, Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. All ahead here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Yeah. somebody told me you had a boyfriend. He looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential. I've got potential.
The Killers, Somebody Told Me. And we heard Bruce Springsteen and Prove It All Night from Darkness on the Edge of Town here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Bruce is back in the news. This time, it's a slightly more positive light than his recent DUI situation. He's teamed up with Barack Obama for a podcast series. They're calling it Renegades Born in the USA. It'll be an 8-episode podcast where they just talk about a bunch of topics. According to the publicity, the topics will include race, fatherhood, marriage, their hometowns, their role models, modern masculinity, and the state of America. And that all comes out of their 10-year friendship that started back in 2008 when they met on the campaign trail. The first two episodes were released on last Monday, and they're available exclusively to Spotify users. So if you're interested, check it out. Well, this is Ron LaRusso. I hope you had a good week, a nice weekend. It's the first Monday morning after daylight savings time, so can be a little rough recovering from the hour of sleep that you lost over the weekend. But now we get those later sunsets that we all love, so a small price to pay. There is a strong movement underway to keep daylight savings time all year round, which I will tell you about a little bit later in the show. And also, the Grammys were last night. But because this show is pre-recorded, I cannot comment. I have not seen them yet. I don't know what happened, except to say that I hope nothing crazy happened, because we can't talk about it. And if by chance something did happen, we'll catch up about it next week. So anyway, it is time now for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown gives us his recommendations for some great rock. And let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is the Do OK by the Drive-By Truckers. The Drive-By Truckers are an Athens, Georgia-based band. Their alt-country rock sound has been around since 1996. Cool little fact is when they played David Letterman's late-night show, in the 22 years that show was on, they were one of four bands that got called about for an encore. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
From a joke so cruel, waited shelf. Logical advice gets you in a world. I know a lot of things that you don't. You wanna hear some, she said. Just give me something, anything. Well, give me all you got, but not love. No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls? No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls? You're all the same.
That is Joe Jackson, and It's Different for Girls. And before that, we heard the Drive-By Truckers from their 2020 album, The New OK. That is the title song, and that is Phil's pick for this week on Rock of Ages. And we look forward every week to Phil's pick at this time, where he gives us his recommendations for great new stuff. And that was a good one, Drive-By Truckers. You know, this week we passed the one-year anniversary of the lockdown related to the pandemic. I remember being on the air here live last March 12th and reporting in total shock that the NBA had announced the night before that it was suspending or canceling the season. And I have not been inside the studio since, instead been pre-recording these shows from home, as I mentioned earlier. There have been a lot of retrospectives in the media, which I've been avoiding because I have no interest in looking back at the past year. Maybe someday, but definitely too soon for me. Instead, I want to look to the future, and particularly as it relates to live sporting events and live concerts, and we're starting to get a better idea of when they are really coming back. It's been a very frustrating year as they keep pushing out the date. First, it was going to be, this is last year, it was going to be by the summer, then by the end of the 2020 calendar year. But here's what we're hearing now, which I think is sounding pretty credible. Several of the more famous annual outdoor music festivals are starting to announce their plans. Last week, the Life is Beautiful Festival, which is in Las Vegas, announced that that will be held now on September 17th through 19th. It's going to feature Billie Eilish, Green Day, Ludacris, and Noah Cyrus, among others. Montreal's Oshaga Festival will feature the Foo Fighters, Cardi B, and Post Malone. That's going to take place July 30th through August 1st. And Milwaukee's Summerfest, which will feature Dave Matthews, Guns N' Roses, and others, September 2nd to the 18th. So all these events are scheduled to take place in late summer or early fall, which is generally when many in the live entertainment industry expect that people will finally be able to get back to these festivals. And we can get back to the music with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Rock of Ages.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of wealth. shone. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, I'll Sergeant Barrow while they break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that one?
Thank you.
That's the Alan Parsons Project. And we heard Red Hot Chili Peppers and Californication before that. Alan Parsons Project was not a real band in the classic sense. He was an audio engineer and a producer, and he got together with a guy named Eric Wolfson, and together they assembled a bunch of session musicians and rotating vocalists and put together a nice string of album rock radio hits in the late 70s and the early 1980s. And now it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. There are two time periods that are particularly ripe for one-hit wonders. I've been figuring out as I've been doing this now for the last couple of months. The first is 1982-84, in that period when New Wave flooded the airwaves, and there were so many examples there. Thomas Dolby, Soft Cell, Men Without Hats, Dexy's Midnight Runners, The Vapors, Romeo Void, just tons of them. And we'll get to a lot of those over the next couple of weeks. The second time period that's kind of ripe is the late 90s alt-rock scene, and that's where we're going today. The group Space Hog met in New York City in 1993, and they released their first album called Resident Alien in 95. And on it was this song, In the Meantime, which was a number one rock single. Their second album came out in 1998. It featured an appearance by Michael Stipe of REM on that one. That was not successful. Then a third and final album came out in 2001. They toured for a while with the Black Crowes and Oasis, but then they split up, never to be heard from again. So our one-hit wonder is Space Hog, and In the Meantime, on Rock of Ages. one of the great bands out of Canada, The Guess Who and No Time, and Space Hog are a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era in the meantime. Because we all have time on the brain this morning, it is the weekend of the time change. Today's the first Monday morning after, and we're recovering from the loss of that precious hour of sleep. And you might ask yourself, as you're kind of dragging around this morning, why do we do this anyway? My daughter asked me that same question recently, and I gave the answer that I think most people give, which is, I don't know, I think it had something to do with farmers. And she told me I was wrong. It turns out that the U.S. first introduced daylight savings time in 1918, 2 years after Germany and other European countries started doing it, as a way to conserve fuel and energy during World War I. Congress abolished it after the war, then it was used again after World War II, then it was dropped after that, and then in the 70s again, during the energy crisis, where we switched, and I don't remember this, we switched to full-time daylight savings time from January 1974 to October 1975. So nobody's really talking about abolishing daylight savings time, because that would mean very early sunrises and early sunsets too all summer. I think the earliest sunrise would be about 4 o'clock in the morning. The latest sunset would only be about 7:25. So that doesn't sound very good. But they are talking about moving to full-time daylight savings time. A group of senators, including our own Ed Markey, have introduced a bill called the Sunshine Protection Act. And it proposes to ditch standard time entirely, because we only use it 4 months out of the year, and keep daylight savings time all year long. No switching back and forth, no more depressing early sunsets in the winter, but the sunrises would be later, and we'd be going to work and school in the dark in the winter months. So that's the story. I wouldn't mind saying goodbye to those 4 o'clock sunsets in the winter, but for now, I love the sunsets at 8 to 8:30 in June and July. And if I'm a little cranky on a Monday morning in March, I guess that is a small price to pay. And that, I'm sure, is everything you wanted to know about daylight savings time and more. Let's get back to the music here on Rock of Ages. We like to play new music when we can. And Imagine Dragons released two songs last Friday, their first new music since 2018. This one is called Follow You, which singer Dan Reynolds said he wrote after a 7-month separation from his wife, after which they decided to get remarried. It's new from Imagine Dragons on Rock of Ages.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. Enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it. I could fix it for you. But instead I'll be right here coming through.
Playing the best rock from all eras, going back to the 1970s for that one, it's Roxy Music, Love is the Drug, and going all the way forward till just last weekend, on Friday, a new release from Imagine Dragons. That one is called Follow You, really pretty, really melodic song from them, and we look forward to that album when it comes out, and we will be back to the music in just a moment right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Going into the break, I mentioned how we had played something old and something new. Well, now we're going to play something old and new at the same time. Last summer, the Rolling Stones released Goat's Head Soup Deluxe. It was a re-release of their 1973 album. One of the extra tracks was this one. It features Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page on guitar. It's Scarlet from the Stones on Rock of Ages.
Down.
little slice of the 80s there with the Greg Kinn Band, almost qualifying as a one-hit wonder. That song Jeopardy was a pretty good hit, but he also had the breakup song, which was a much bigger hit. So he really had two, so I couldn't play him as a one-hit wonder, but pretty close, pretty close. And before that, we heard the Rolling Stones and Scarlet here on Rock of Ages WMFO. Well, that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ron LaRussa. I do it every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Play the best rock from all eras. So until next week, have a great week, a terrific weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and